right, so let me talk about the fast. Who loves meat? Oh, Linda Freckham, definitely, yes. People like Katie Smith, like she already eats like a Daniel person, 24/7. What are you fasting? Yes, social media, yeah, and wine. Good girl. All right, good girl. She's already living a lifestyle of a fast. I'm like, oh gosh, I couldn't do that, Jesus. So let me talk to you. What's happening to me through this fast is that I am developing a greater hunger for meat. A greater appetite for the Word of God, right? The more I read it, the more I want it. It fills my heart, mind, and soul. The more it feeds me, the less I crave for food. The more the Word of God feeds my life, the less I crave for the things of this world. So the Word of God is a lamp to our feet. It lights up our life, and it's leading us into freedom. So it feeds me. God has opened my eyes to see more of Him in everything. It's like clarity, and thoughts are clearer. Direction, correction from the Word of God is much clearer. My sensitivity to the voice of God has heightened, and my obedience has quickened. So the fast, and Brendan and I were talking about it, and we're just like, you know, fasting and praying, because when we're not preparing mega food all the time, and it's meant to be a time for us to spend more time with Jesus and pray and draw closer to Him so that He can lead us and guide us into more and more freedom. Amen? Amen. So, this is our daily bread, the very Word of God. He wants us to enjoy and build our worldview on the Word of God. If our worldview is not built on His truth, then we are going to be tossed around. And I live in an environment, I work in an environment, where a lot of young students are tossed around in their life with beliefs that are just not, there's no foundation. And so what a joy to be able to unpack the Word of God with you tonight. And, you know, talking about hospitality, because I'll read that scripture again, as Pastor Teresa was talking about our theme for the year, devoted to hospitality. Brendan and I have opened up our home, and we've included the Lord's Supper with our times of eating with our friends and inclusion of others. And it's awesome. Yeah, it is. And Brendan just reminded me, he's like, he used to be devoted to bringing home hitchhikers. Yeah, he's very inclusive. And there'd be times where this is a very strange person. And one particular hitchhiker, I asked him to sleep outside because he'd been on the road for a long time and he smelt like he was smelly. And I offered to wash his towels and clean, you know, give him some detergent and soap, and he's like, nah, I'm all good. Anyway, so yeah, he used to bring home multiple. We could have been hosting an angel, Brendan. Yes, or a murderer. Did you hear him? He said, or a murderer. Oh my gosh, please. All right, let's pray, shall we? That would be good. All right, close your eyes. Father God, Daddy, we love You. We're devoted to You, to pleasing You, following You, and honoring the name of Jesus. Would You open our eyes to see wonderful things in Your Word? Holy Spirit, helper, thank You for changing us to be more and more like Jesus through Your Word and by the power of Your Holy Spirit. We need You, Lord. We are desperate people for You. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen? Amen. So the key scripture for the year, Acts 2:42. All the believers were devoted. Devotion means to be dedicated to, committed to, and faithful to. They were devoted to these things, to the apostles' teaching. What were the apostles teaching? They were teaching what they'd heard Jesus preach, the kingdom of God, the gospel, the good news, the apostles' teaching. They were dedicated, every believer, to listen to the word of God and to fellowship and to sharing of meals, including the Lord's Supper, and to prayer. Last week we looked at devoted to prayer, and I encourage you to listen to the podcast. This morning you heard the teacher, Isaac Childs. He unpacked this topic and this theme so magnificently. He's full of it. Right. The word, that is. Okay. And I'm more of a preacher, right? So the word of God inspires me, and as the Holy Spirit fills my mouth, off I go. All right, so off I go. But let me say, I used to be devoted to lots of things before Jesus. I was devoted to, actually, I was devoted to religion. As a little girl, I was devoted to learning the prayers, doing the actions on the hope that God would accept me as a little child. And it was all head knowledge, no heart knowledge, and it was like trying to get closer to God that way religiously. And then I flipped out and went to New Age, as you do. When you're a seeker, a true seeker is a beautiful person, because a seeker is like looking for truth. And so as religion didn't satisfy my soul, then I thought, well, let's go with this New Agey stuff. Sounds nice, sounds good. It's all about self. It's all about God in me. I'm self-made. I can do what I want. And there was no boundaries and obviously no word of God. And then I became devoted to fame and fortune. And so what I wanted to do was to sing and to have a career in singing, which Brendan and I did. And he was a stand-up comic at Dracula's Theatre Restaurant, as you do. And I was singing in pubs and clubs and thinking that the accolades and the attention, I was seeking affirmation and approval. And some of the ways that I did that, I auditioned for all sorts of things. There was one time, well, Brendan was working at Dracula's, and I thought, well, I can do that, because I was a kitchen hand when he was at Dracula's, and I'm like, I want to be on the stage too. So I went for an audition, and I asked Brendan, can you play the keyboard, the piano for me for this audition? So it was a place called French Knickers. Okay, pre-Jesus, remember? Okay, so I go for this audition, and Brendan plays the song, and I'm singing away, whatever I was singing, I don't remember. And then I sang the song, and the three audition people were sitting there serious, and they said, okay, you can ask your pianist to go now, because now you're going to read a script. So I said, okay, Brendan, can you, off you go. And so he got up, and he went in to the door, and he shut the door. And they were just not saying anything. And I was waiting. I was so nervous. And they're just sitting there. And I'm like, can I read the script now? And they said, your pianist is in the cupboard. He stayed in there because he was so embarrassed to come out. It was forever. And I'm like, pianist, you can come out now. And so he comes out all sheepishly. Bye, bye, bye. Thank God I didn't get that job. Thank God I didn't get that job, because God has a plan and had a plan for me, right? Amen. Okay. So we went to a church like this back in the day in the 90s, and there was a guy there that came and had some hospitality at our house, and he stood in the kitchen. He actually went to heaven 2 weeks ago. He stood in the kitchen and he unpacked Genesis to Revelation. It was 3 hours of Bible study. It was 3 hours that Brendan and I were like, my God, why didn't anybody tell us this? All these years trying to understand the purpose of God and to find the purpose of our life. And he kept saying, you know, I can stop. If you need a break, I'll just stop. And we're like, do not stop, please. And so for 3 hours, he unpacked the revelation of Jesus from the very beginning. And funnily enough, the Holy Spirit has led me in this last month to stay in the book of Genesis. Just to stay in the book of Genesis. Now, I've read the one-year Bible multiple times. So I've read the whole Bible through many, many times. Not always with understanding. Often with, oh my gosh, can I get through this? Can I skip all those names? Can I jump into something? But understanding that this is a miraculous, supernatural power book. And we can stake our life on its truth. A privilege that Brendan and I had when we were in China. Did you know there's a place called Nanjing in China? And it is the world's biggest printing of Bibles. The world's biggest printing manufacturers are in China. They know where money goes, right? Because this is the best-selling book in the world. They're not silly, all right? So we go with the church and there are pallets of Bibles. And the pastor asked me, he said, would you pray over these Bibles? Because they are going to the Chinese people underground. And I'm, what an honor. And as we prayed for the word of God to go and reach the multitudes in that great nation. The power of God was on the word and in the word and going to whosoever. You know, in China, back in the day, when they got a Bible, they would rip the pages and memorize pages and then pass the pages around, because to have one Bible, how many Bibles do you have sitting at home? I have at least 5, 6 versions of the Bible. How blessed are we as we devour the Word of God? There are people who are so hungry for this living Word. And it's not up to the preacher on the platform. It's up to every believer to ingest this Word. So that when we get asked the deep and meaningful questions, why is there so much pain in the world? Why is there suffering? If God is good, then why is this happening? We can actually say, actually, let me tell you what the Bible says. Our Christian worldview will save souls. Our Christian worldview will release the captives from the bondages of the pressures of this world, the culture of this world. Yeah. So look, thanks, Isaac. He's encouraging me. I love it. The word will free you and me. It will reveal truth. It will direct our life to be a fruitful life. I just don't want to live this life for myself. Every believer in Jesus Christ is destined to make a difference in this world. In our ordinary, you may not get to go to China to preach the gospel, but in our ordinary, everyday life, we carry the truth and we're just primed and ready, hey? When somebody's like, I don't know why this is happening, and we don't have to be like, I do, I know. It's like, wait for the moment. Wait for the Holy Spirit. But if you're filled with the Word of God, you will have a word in season to set the people free. Let's hunger for this Word. At the end of the service, I don't know, we're going to sing, we're going to worship. And I believe that, like this morning, there will be an injection of a hunger in such a way that you can't get enough of the Word of God on a daily basis. Amen? Amen. So 2 Timothy 3 16:17. I love the Amplified version of scriptures. All scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for training and discipline, instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, thoroughly equipped for every good work. The word of God will show us what's going on in us so that we can be more like Jesus, more fruitful, more effective, more powerful. Reading my Bible, reading your Bible is the same as sitting with Jesus. Grab a cup of tea, cup of coffee, and a ginger shot, Teresa, and sitting with your Bible. God's not in a hurry. So we actually have to make room, make time to spend that time with Him every day if we can, just feeding on the Word of God. The Word of God began to change me and challenge me when I started reading it. I didn't understand everything, but wow, nowadays we have so much resources around us, podcasts and Bible teaching and all sorts of versions of the Bible and concordances and opportunities to dig in, but I'll talk about that later. But the Word of God will change and equip us for life's adventures, for our calling. You know, every one of us is called by God to do something to please Him on the earth while we've got breath. Whatever assignment He has for you and me, the Word of God will even help us through, and has for me, and I know for many of you, help me and you through troubles, crisis, trauma, trials, the pain of life, the joy of life, the pain of life. The joy of life and the pain of life. Isn't it extraordinary that we can have a faith in our beautiful Savior? He never said, I will remove you from this world and so you don't have to face anything hard. I remember my psychologist, Christian psychologist, saying to me, Kathy, why do you want to escape the pain? And I realized I had a mindset, oh, God will deliver me from this and that, and He does. But it's not always perfection. It's not always the way I think or how it's going to turn out. But I know that He said that He's with us. And He would never forsake us. In the beginning was the Word, John 1:1. And the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Jesus is the Word. When you take the Word, ingest the... Is that a footy team? Is that you, Katie Smith? Focus, girl. Okay, I love you. Listen to this statement from Pastor Phil Pringle, but you have to imagine him saying it, all right? He was talking about this. He's like, I watched it. He held up his Bible. This is the Word of God. It's given to you not to ignore, not to dismiss. I know we study it, but I'm a little askance, which means dubious or skeptical, of just being a student of the Word. Like studying scripture, studying God, the kind of find out who God is, which is good. We need to do that. I think we should be reading it to let it study me. Boom. I was like, nearly blew over. The revelation. When I read the Word of God, it's changing me. My stinking attitudes. Brendan, no amen right there. Okay. It's changing me. And then he goes on to say, it's like a searchlight. The Word of God is searching me, looking all the way through my life. Not me being arrogant and I'm just studying the Word of God to figure God out. That's the kind of way you said it. As if we could. He's trying to help you figure you out. Oh, it is awesome. So the Word of God searches us. Hebrews 2:12 in the New King James. For the word of God is living and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the division of the soul and the spirit, the joints and the marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and the intents of the heart. Without the word of God and by the power of the Holy Spirit, we are going to follow all sorts of stuff that's out there, crazy things that are out in the world. So the word of God reveals what's in me, good, bad, and ugly, reveals my true motives, my attitude. Why am I doing what I'm doing? What am I holding on to? What do I need to let go of? How do I heal? How do I heal from the emotional pain? What I believe, why I'm really here, it's transforming us from glory to glory, strength to strength, faith to faith. It works on the inside and it affects the outside. Amen? Amen. Okay, thank you. It renews my mind and conforms me to the image of God. How does God see me? How does God want to help me on a daily basis? He is in the Word and working through the Word of God, His Word. Holy Spirit, help us to receive and believe the Word in every season of our lives. Are you getting hungrier? Okay, so let me just unlock the power of the Word through five transformative approaches. I stole this from Pastor Phil. All right. Number one, hearing. You're hearing the word now. Romans 10:17. So faith comes from hearing. That is hearing the good news about Christ. So when we hear the word of God, it is transforming us. It is changing us. So listening to Bible apps as you're going to sleep, do that. Listening to the Word of God, listening to preaching, it will change you. Number two, reading. Revelation 1:3. Blessed is he who reads and those who hear the words of this prophecy. This whole book is a prophecy of Jesus. The reality of who he is, who he was and who he is to come. The Alpha and the Omega. So reading. And keep those things which are written in it, for the time is near. Jesus is coming. We don't know when. Jesus doesn't even know when he's returning. The Father is the only one that knows. But Jesus is coming back for his glorious church. And that's us. So being in the Word will keep us faithful. Reading, hearing, reading, studying. 2 Timothy 2:15. Study and do your best to present yourselves to God approved, a workman tested by trial who has no reason to be ashamed, accurately handling and skillfully teaching the Word of truth. You are a teacher of the Word of truth. The revelation that you carry, the study that you do, the measure that you study will be measured back to you. And so God is saying, get in the Word, study, study. Memorizing. Psalm 103:18, Amplified. To those who honor and keep his covenant and remember to do his commandments, imprinting his word on their hearts. That's what God is saying. We are to honor his word. Did you learn scriptures as a child? Do you remember them? Did you learn scripture songs? Yes. That's what Brendan and I did and wrote so many melodies to songs. Every good and perfect gift comes down from heaven above. Every good and perfect gift from above. We're not in the same key, but it doesn't matter. Scripture in song. Powerful way to remember the Word of God, to sing. He gives us songs of deliverance. I love singing the scriptures. I often find Brendan in the Word playing his guitar on the keyboard and he's singing a new melody to a psalm. And it's just powerful singing the Word of God. And the last one is meditating, muttering over and over and over again. There was a season in my in the last year where I couldn't sleep, like for days on end, insomnia. Who's ever suffered from insomnia? Who's suffering now from insomnia? Anyone? Who? Are you? Right. Are you? Okay. I just believe that right here and right now. It's all awful. But one of the keys that I found when I was waking up anxious, just overwhelmed with thoughts that would just try and take over my whole night and keep me up. There's a Psalm 4, verse 8. It says, I will both lie down and sleep in peace. For you alone, O Lord, make me dwell in safety. That's your scripture. So you can look it up, Psalm 4, verse 8. And we were sent over to Christchurch after the earthquakes back in the day because the children were not able to sleep in their own beds. They were so anxious. So we did soaking time with them, which means just Brendan on the keys, spirit finger over here, anointed music, and the word of God. And I would just sing over the children. I will both lay down and sleep. For you alone, O Lord, make me dwell in safety. Would you just close your eyes? Just receive now. You will lie down and sleep. For God Himself will make you lie down in safety. Lie down in safety. Oh, He loves you in the morning, in the evening, in the night watches, He's with you. Oh, He's for you. No need to be afraid. No, God, He makes a way. So I would just quote that scripture, I don't know, 1,000 times. 1,000 times. It actually took months and months to get my breakthrough. But I got it. And it's the Word. What are you believing for? Jesus is the Word. Let me ask you this. If you're here tonight and you don't have a relationship with the Word of God, it means you don't really have a full relationship with Jesus. But I couldn't understand the Word of God until I gave Him my life. So the first thing is to be born again. To give your life to Christ, to say, I am sorry for my sin, and come to Him and say, forgive me, God. And from then, and you invite Jesus to be your Savior, you will understand the Word of God. It will come alive. So why don't you close your eyes tonight, and I'm going to ask anyone here, if you've never, how do you give your life to Jesus? Close your eyes. You ask Him to come in to your heart, your spirit, because God is spirit. You have to meet Him in your spirit. You are a spirit, and you can only connect to God spirit to spirit. He loves you. He died on a cross for you. That's why Easter is so powerful. He died and He rose from the dead to give you life eternal. So if you're here tonight and you say, Kathy, I've never said a prayer to ask Jesus to save me, then we're going to pray together, and tonight's your night. Or maybe you're here and you've said the prayer, but you've been distracted and you've started to run your own race again, but you want to make tonight a line in the sand and give your life to Christ, truly, truly, and He will empower you. Or if you're not sure if you're going to make heaven, the only way for eternal life, to live forever with God, is to have Jesus as your Savior, Lord, King of Kings. He loves you. So if you'd like me to lead you in a prayer to say those words, to open up your life, maybe for the first time or afresh tonight, I'm going to count to three and I'm going to ask you to put your hand in the air. I'll acknowledge it and we're going to say a prayer. So here we go. One, two, three, hands in the air if you would like to join in this prayer. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Yes, darling, see you. You can put your hands down now. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Is there anyone else? Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. Just give it another moment. Okay, let's pray. This young lady at the back, would you say this prayer? We're all going to say it together as a family. Say it to your God who loves you. Say these words, God in heaven, my Father, I thank you for sending Jesus to die on a cross for me and my sin. I am sorry for everything I've ever done wrong, for anything that's offended you. Jesus, I come to you and I receive your forgiveness. Your blood washes me clean. I renounce the devil and all his works. Jesus, I belong to you. Amen. Sweetheart, the best thing you could ever have done. Someone's going to talk to you later and just help you on your journey. Isn't that awesome? Come on, let's give Jesus a thank you. He loves us. All right. Okay, so a few minutes of ministry time, okay? Okay. Gemma. Are we in that key, Rod? Are we in that key? Thank you, Isaac. All right. I want you to sit and soak, just like I did with the children, like I've done with children through the ages, because I'm that old. Sometimes we have different kinds and styles of ministry. This is just for you to be filled up. Let the tears flow. Receive His love. Close your eyes. This is the air I breathe. This is the air I breathe. Your holy presence living in me. This is my daily bread. Oh, this is my daily breath, your very word spoken to me. You know it, you can sing. This is the air I breathe, oh my Lord. This is the air I breathe. soak in Him. This is my daily bread, your word, this is my daily bread, your very word, spoken to me. Just pray over you as we finish tonight. Father, you've given us your word, every word breathed from your heart. Lord, I pray an impartation that, Lord, tonight, even when we open up the word in the morning, God, Lord, we would hear and receive insight, and that you would change every one of us from glory to glory, strength to strength, faith to faith. Lord, I thank you for everyone that's come out tonight, that there is an impartation, not by might, not by my strength, but by your Spirit, O God. The Holy Spirit, you are hovering. You hovered in Genesis. You hovered until the word was spoken and you created. And God, I speak creation, creation over each and every person. Lord, you know their circumstances. You know what they're facing. You know what they need. You know them. So I release, by the power of your Spirit, the word, the hunger to chase after the word of God and to build our lives on your foundation, the rock of the word. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen and amen. Let's give the Lord a thank you. Thanks, Sam.